That's what makes you charming.
I say stupid things and I'm charming?
Sometimes.
Okay, well, that may be our intro to the show. Let's go.
I'm ahead of the game.
All right, so I'm here with Sky Huff. That is my wife. My name is Kevin Huff. We're at the Energy Impact Center in Anderson, Indiana. Super mecca for pickleball, for those that don't know. And hey, kinda. I'm gonna defend that statement later on.
Okay.
And we're in the Pod podcast studio.
It's nice.
It really is. We have four mics in here, and as I said earlier, one camera. It's on me. It should have been on you, but we aren't gonna use video. So it'll be an audio podcast, like most of them are. We're not YouTube material yet, babe.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Well, I will just say that I'm not. Pickleball.
Yeah. Let's talk about pickleball.
Let's do. You got me into it.
I did. At work, I often apologize or I say sorry, not sorry. And we're going to tell that story today.
What do you mean at work you say sorry, not sorry? I don't even understand.
Well, you know, at my work, it's a paddle racket club. And so for those who don't understand pickleball, they can find the noise. But how should I say this? They find it, the noise is noisy. And when they're used to a softer, lighter sounding ball hitting a racket. So, and there's always obviously court time issues and stuff like that, which is normal for a club. But when people ask, you know, how did pickleball come to this community of all places, Anderson, Indiana or Pendleton, Indiana, I say, well, it's actually my fault. And they just look at me like, you? How could you be at fault of anything?
You know, it's not really your fault.
Well, technically.
Because there were people playing in Madison County, which is where those two towns are.
But none of them before you.
Before you got anyone involved in pickleball.
Nobody wanted to expand it like you, Mr. Ambassador of pickleball.
Yes, I love pickleball.
It is evident.
Well, I just wish you were playing more.
We're that getting there.
Sounds like a later episode.
Let's
totally later episode.
Let's just table that.
So where are we starting today? We're starting with.
We're going to start on a ship.
All right, take me there.
So we were on one of our early cruises, and I was preparing for a large fundraiser where I would be on stage in front of 1,000 people, and so I was actively working to get in shape. And I did not want to gain the traditional 9 pounds on that cruise. So I was making you take the stairs and do every physical activity that I could think of that you might enjoy. And then we got stuck on the ship because we couldn't go to port.
We couldn't dock at Grand Cayman. The weather was too
choppy.
Choppy. The winds
were. Or the tender boat.
Waves were too choppy, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I saw on the itinerary that they were going to play pickleball. And I was like, oh, you're going to love this. It's like tiny tennis.
So you had heard of it before.
I had heard of it before because they were playing in our county, but it just wasn't very popular yet.
How did you hear about it before?
It's funny. It was when I went to a town council meeting for an area town so I could open a coffee shop.
You know, and the words A town around here stand for our town, Anderson town. But you don't mean A town. You mean just A.
It was Edgewood. It was actually Edgewood when we opened our coffee shop out there.
Okay.
And I had to get permission after the fact. I had already opened, but then I found out I was supposed to get permission to open a business.
Granted.
And so while I was sitting in that meeting in front of the, I don't know if they were commissioners or I'm not even sure what the titles were.
Townsfolk.
The board, and the lady was talking, there was a lady talking about repainting the tennis course for pickleball.
Yeah. Out in Edgewood,
Edgewood. And so they said yes to, I think, one or two courts. And so I was like, what is pickleball? I was sitting there because I was intrigued. It's not a word that you had heard a lot, pickleball. And so somebody next to me explained.
So back to the ship. Obviously, it was a windy day. We need to set the stage for what was going on. The ship was moving a little bit,
beautiful,
a little rocking.
Sunny, windy day. Mm-hmm.
It was gorgeous out. Yeah, sure, but windy and rocking. And I don't know what deck we're on, but you're looking at the ship's schedule of events for the day or whatever,
it
right?
It was probably close to the top.
We're probably eating, right? Veto deck or something. Probably eating.
I don't know.
We were on a ship.
But we were
you were trying to avoid 9 pounds. I was probably going for all nine.
I Well, I'm a list maker, so I probably circled everything that I wanted to do on the itinerary when they delivered it to my room the night before.
Probably
So it was
100% chance you
I
did that.
probably was like, if we can't go on the island, we're let's go play pickleball. And you're like, okay.
And we'd been on Grand Cayman before. We went to hell.
That's true. And back.
And back. It can
Yes.
happen. It can happen in Grand
With
Cayman.
Cash Money, the bus driver.
Cash Money.
His
And
son,
his son,
Cash Money, too.
Cash Money Jr., I think is what he called
I
him.
don't remember.
Or he might say this is Cash Money too. I don't remember. And so you go, hey, you're gonna love this. It's like tiny tennis. I played tennis. I didn't play in high school on a team. I played through high school, but I didn't play on a team. I didn't know back then that that would have been smarter than football or track, whichever season that was.
Right.
Also, didn't play golf in high school. Again, not knowing that that would have been smarter than football or track, whichever season that was. Wish I had done both golf and tennis in high school. I did play tennis very briefly in college.
Before you hurt
I hurt
yourself.
myself. We can talk about that some other day. But I was not allowed to play basketball, and I was playing basketball, and there goes my ankle. So, which is a really cool story because that's actually
That's how we met.
kind of how we met, yeah. Or at least it leads to how we met. So you say to me, Tiny Tennis, let's go check it out. I go, I'm in. I didn't even think about the name pickleball. It didn't bother me. It's a weird word. We say in this county, it's the fun game with the funny name.
Right?
I think Cheryl McKinney came up with that name when she was going through her pitch night to raise funds for what's now
Madison
the Madison
County
County
Pickleball.
Pickleball Association, yeah. Okay, so fun game, funny name. I didn't pick up on that. I just was like, sure, I'll play a game.
Did I make you go up the stairs, or did you
Probably. I
negotiate
don't
that if
know.
I'm going to play a game with you, you're gonna let me play, you're gonna let me take the
Sky,
elevator?
that was over 6 years ago. I don't have any idea.
I think you negotiated. That sounds like you.
I would have probably said, let's take it easy, chick. Slow roll this thing.
So we get up there.
Little old lady.
Well, first of all, it's a wood paddle,
Oh, yeah, totally.
and the traditional like rec gym.
Smushy marshmallow. Well, I didn't know it was a marshmallow ball at the time.
I don't.
It was a jugs. I'm pretty sure it was a jugs. That's why
I
I bought
don't
jugs.
know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was jugs.
It just looked like a wiffle ball to me,
Sure.
and so we didn't know how to get on the court or who to talk to,
We were
and we're
like,
just kind of like
well, it's kind
wandering
of
outside
fenced
the
in.
net.
Yeah, it was fenced in with
A net.
a net, but it had also like some structure and like it was a
Yeah,
door.
almost like a hockey rink
Yep. So we
set
found the
up.
door. There was two courts, by the way.
There was.
Holland America, Nooit Amsterdam was the ship. Oh no, it can't be.
I think it was a
It was the
princess.
Princess Cruise. There was
Right.
no question, yeah, because that was our second cruise.
And so we get up there, and the lady sounded like,
Little old lady,
she sounded like
like
the,
Wazowski.
yes, from
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc.
And she
And
said, stay out of the kitchen. Like, that's what I remember her saying. There
I'm
was
pretty
other things she
sure
taught
I laughed
us,
out loud. Yeah.
but that's the one thing I remember. So she says, you're new, you're beginners. You're going to have to play with us on this court, not the advanced court over there.
And looking at both courts, they looked the same to me. So I was like, whatever.
Well, we were with our elders on that court that we
Of
were on.
course, of
Yes.
course.
There were younger people on the other court.
I don't recall,
Yeah, they were younger than us.
but
But
I
we were
mean,
with our elders.
right.
We did really well in game one.
They taught us well.
They did teach us well.
They
There was a
did.
few things, but I mean, they weren't dinking and dropping, but
There was more
it
smashing.
actually felt like tiny tennis, to
It
be
did.
honest,
There was a lot more
which I
smashing.
really liked.
If that's the
So
right term.
I feel like I'm taking over the story. Shall I continue?
Well, so we play. I don't actually remember all the
We played one
details.
game.
We played one game and we won.
Oh yeah, we smashed the old ladies.
And I mean, like, we're both athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't know it by looking at us necessarily, but we're
And
athletic.
she said,
And she's like, "You go over
you two
there."
go over there, and she pointed at the advanced court. And I think it was after we played on the advanced
It's
court,
after we
because if I'm not
played.
mistaken, we also did really well on the advanced
I
court.
think we did it. I think we did okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was our first time ever, and I feel like we won one or two and lost one or two. We were pretty
Sure.
even.
It's always important to get your serves in, and I'm
Oh,
pretty good at
gosh.
that. At least back then I was.
I'm better at that in tournaments, but in rec play, I'm not because I just want to go for things. I like to
Right.
learn. I love my mixture of serves.
I think it was the serves.
We'll work on that another time.
Okay.
Talk about that another time.
That's all I remember is as long as I get my
Oh,
serve in.
yeah.
And then
And that whole two bounce rule, that second bounce.
Yes.
I definitely had a little struggle with that the first game or two, but it was
Yes.
no big deal after that.
Still gets me every once in a while. So we get off the court, and I don't know if it was because the calendar of events said that we had to stop or if we were
Yeah,
done.
yeah, yeah. They were kicking us off for basketball. well, or something
Yeah,
else.
whatever. Yeah, they had a pretty tight itinerary.
Yep.
And you said,
Oh no, I looked at you and I said very seriously.
you said, I'm going to be world champion. And
There's no
I was
question in my
like,
mind.
okay.
I was like, if this is pickleball, I am going to be the world champion. It will take me about 3 weeks. That's what I was thinking.
And I tried to hold in the laughter because honestly, the reason I introduced you to the game is because I wanted you to find a sport that you loved. I wanted you to be active again
Yeah.
and have fun. You had told me I would exercise if I could do something that was
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, look, a quick personal note. I got way out of shape. I had a couple knee surgeries. It's been now
A while.
18 or 19 years. We didn't have Talon yet. So 19 plus years ago. And I gained a lot of weight. I had two back-to-back surgeries, 6 months in between-ish. Second surgery, I couldn't put any weight on it for like 6 straight weeks.
You're traveling for a
I
living.
had been traveling for a living, so I'd gained a little weight before that, but I gained a lot of weight after that. And I mean, I've posted about it on Facebook before. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm just working on it. So I was like, yeah, this is great for me because when I would climb stairs in Denver in particular, I would be winded by the top of the stairs. And I mean,
Who wouldn't? I mean, really.
well, no, I didn't. I wasn't winded before. I wasn't winded when we lived there. It was fine.
Okay.
I wasn't winded the first few years, but after I gained that weight, I really was winded walking up a flight of stairs in Denver. And I was like, this sucks. Like winded, like, whew, like that was brutal. And I was like, I'm walking up a flight of stairs. What's wrong with me? Well, I got out of shape, gained a lot of weight, got out of shape. And so I'm so grateful you introduced me to pickleball. I'm going to take it from here. We come back to Indiana after the cruise, and I got to find a place to play.
Right.
So I'm sitting at a church. I'm sitting at I'll get it right. Wesley Free Methodist Church in
Yes.
Edgewood also.
Well, it's Anderson, but it's just
I
right there on
mean,
the edge
okay.
of Edgewood.
we'll cut that part out. Yeah. I'm in Edgewood, I mean Anderson at Wesley Free Methodist Church, sitting on the gym floor at a table waiting for kids to register for a homeschool class that I'm teaching. I think it was a business class. And I'm like, well, there's nobody at my table, so I'm going to jump online real quick and figure out where I can play this game called pickleball. So I find placestoplay.org. Most people that play pickleball will probably have heard of that website, places, the number two, play.org. And I jump on there, and there's a flashing light right where I'm sitting, and there's no, like, nothing else on the map. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, there's nowhere to play this game called pickleball. And guys, I was a little
I mean,
dense
we
that
knew
day.
Edgewood somewhere.
No, I was no, we didn't have it. I didn't have you did. I
Well, I
didn't.
told you.
Well, I didn't remember. Let's
That's
be
how I
honest.
found out about
I
the
was
game.
quite
Yeah.
dense.
And it
So
was outdoor courts.
I zoom in
And this was
and I
probably
zoom
winter
in
time.
and I realize it is blinking, not because of where I'm at, but because that's the place to play. I look down and I'm sitting on a kitchen line at the table I'm at, and there's two courts in there. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I reach out to people. They go, sure, you can come and play. We play Tuesday through Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Total retirement community, right? Britton Falls, some of my favorite people. Britton Falls out in the Fishers area in Hamilton County, Indiana, county next door to us. But they're driving over to our county to play because they don't have anywhere to play either.
Right.
So they're playing at Wesley Free Methodist. I show up the next morning at 9 a.m. because I get approval to join them. I am by far the youngest person there at 49 years old.
He's using his fingers to
I
count.
am. I had just turned 50, I believe. No, I was 49. Yeah, because I'm 55 now, so I was 49.
Sure.
It's easy math. Sorry, Dad. Okay, so
Was cute to watch.
thank you, babe. So I'm showing up at 9 a.m. Remember, I'm almost the world champion.
Right.
So
You had a goal.
I did. So I get out there and they're like, that's an illegal serve. That's an illegal serve. They're calling me all kinds of crap. And I'm like, what do you mean it's an illegal serve? Well, it's above your waist or the paddle's above your wrist. And I'm like,
They are very serious
I feel
players.
like I'm bowling here. And I got waxed all day long by my elders.
They're good.
They all are.
They really are.
We see the memes. We know the stories. We've all been involved. If they've got two knee braces and can barely walk and they look like they're retired, you're screwed. Like, that's just.
I think their oldest player is like 95 years old.
Well, he
And
wasn't
he's,
in our group. He plays where you're at now,
yeah.
but he wasn't in our group at the time.
And he's consistent.
Yeah, he's so good too. I mean, a little slower at 95 than he used to be, probably, but man, he's
Still
good.
got some good reflexes.
So anyway, I proceed to get my butt whooped, and I'm like, okay, it's on like Donkey Kong. So I start working on my game a bit. Now, by working on my game, I do not understand that there's drilling. But remember, I travel. So I get to go to Seattle often, birthplace-ish of pickleball, since Bainbridge Island is right out there. And as I go out to Seattle, I find Pickleball Central. And back then, which was pre-COVID, they had pickleball in their facility. So it's a store. It's the number one store, I still think, probably online. But I would go to Pickleball Central and I would play pickleball with them and I would learn a ton. And I'd bring it back to Indiana and I'd go, guys, look what I learned. And this group that we had together, which I'll go back to later, let's do an episode on that, the
I
whole
was going to
how
say,
we built out courts in the area. But
I think we should point out what you just said, though, and that is that you instantly became a student
I did.
of the history of the sport itself.
Yes.
You were fascinated with the whole
Yes.
progress of when was it created, who created it, how do I learn
Yeah.
more?
And you know what paddles I bought?
I don't remember.
Wooden Kinga
Yeah, oh,
paddles.
yeah.
Because
Green and
we
yellow.
didn't know they had something
No,
besides
we
wood.
didn't know.
So I show up.
I mean, you'd search all, things were coming from
I showed up without a
everywhere.
paddle, Sky, and the old people let me, oh, I shouldn't say old people, my elders, let me play
I mean, we're
pickleball with them.
probably in that old group now,
I
but
mean, 50s. They were 60s for sure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the kids now would say we're old. But I knew as soon as you saw the game and you had that sparkle in your eye, and then, of course, you verbally stated that you're going to be world champion, I was
Yes, I had
like,
to go get it.
I knew I had you hooked on a sport and you were going to start being active.
Yeah.
What I did not anticipate is how much it would take over, like your it became not just a sport and exercise, but it became a hobby, and you really did embrace being an ambassador for the sport, which again, we'll have another episode on that
You
just
will.
alone,
There's a good reason for it. Selfish reason.
but you had another goal, and we can touch upon that too, because you traveled so much during that
Oh,
time.
yeah. I wanted to play in 50 states against 55 O's. And that became difficult quickly.
What?
But I got to play with some amazing people. Love Maggie Rimenzi. She's now Maggie Rimenzi Chow. Great lady. Played with me in New York. Rick Witzkin, played with him in Indiana. Great guy. Played with some 5-0s down in Texas, Peter Raimondo. And I'll have to look up the name of the lady. She's so sweet. And I can't believe I can't remember her name. But it was
Someone in Missouri.
5 to 6 years ago. Yeah, Cassandra Gerke. Most people know who Cass is. Great gal. Like playing with her.
Weebly?
Weebly.
Did I say that right?
Oh, Webby. My boy
Webby.
Webby and his buddy Eddie. No, Webby, not a 5-0,
No.
but a personality that most people know, or at least I shouldn't say most people. There's a decent number of people that listen to podcasts that would know who Eddie and Webby are, or Webby and Eddie. And Webby, which is Webster Papadopoulos, he and I had, oh, that's another episode. But the fast version is, yeah. And there's a video of me playing singles against him and getting beat.
But you have played in a lot of different states,
I've
and
played in
then
25 states and multiple countries at this point, including tournaments in other countries.
in other countries,
I played in Canada, eh?
you played
A tournament in
really?
Toronto.
How did I miss that?
No, you weren't in Canada with me.
No.
So I picked up a blind partner there. I mean, we didn't know each other. I did a need a partner thing on, well, it was probably pickleballtournaments.com back then.
Okay.
We played okay together there. I remember Steve Deacon was there. That was cool. One of the first pros I got to see play on a court live. And then we went, and then I flew straight to Seattle. You may not remember that, but I went from Toronto straight to Seattle, where I played in the first annual Bainbridge Open Cup.
I do remember
What's
that.
it called? And I met Barney McCallum, the last surviving member of the people who introduced or who created this game. And I got a picture taken with him, and it was a total honor. I played with Joe Henderson there, and we did okay also, but I had really hurt myself bad. 2 days before, I could barely lift my right arm, and I actually had to hit some shots left-handed. And everyone thinks they would have done better. We would have done better, but I think we were, 3-3 or 4-4, something like that, in the round robin, and moving into the brackets. And I just couldn't. I mean, I was hurting. I couldn't lift my arm. It was brutal. Tennis elbow was what it
Did
really
you
was.
also ref in that?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I refereed some of the 4-5 and 5-0 matches, and that was my first I had done regionals, I think, before that. Anyway, it was my first opportunity to certainly ref at the 5-0 level. It was pretty cool because generally they were like, they call their own shots. I mean, they call their outs. It's pretty easy. We'll do another episode on that too. We're lining up all the episodes. This is our first episode together. Right. So we're...
I mean, like ever. Ever.
Right? We don't usually talk this much in any given day.
Together?
No. I'm kidding. That's from my business partner, Caesar, who says the average family talks or the average couple talks.
Well, I think the point of this first episode was to share my heart as your spouse.
Yeah.
And the importance of knowing how to help your partner who wants to become more physically active, who might be searching for community. So in addition to wanting a more active lifestyle, because you traveled so often, you didn't have a friend group here.
Nope.
I had a friend group here. I had family here. But you didn't have the time to really establish that. And that is something that pickleball gave you as well.
Yeah. In fact, we go back to me meeting my elders at Wesley Free Methodist Church and getting my butt kicked the first couple of times I played with them. I got to a point within a couple months where they were like, you're getting good. Like, I was winning most games. Didn't matter who I was partnered with. There was a couple of people that still had my number that were really, really the better players in that group. But I went to my pastor and I said, hey, there's this game called pickleball. I want to introduce it to people at our church to see if anyone wants to play on Monday nights. I said any night, and Monday nights had just opened up because basketball had just finished, and not like for a season or for a league, but they had decided to not continue running basketball there in the evening time. So I get up on stage, literally dressed in all white, having fun. I got white shorts on, yeah. Long white socks on, white tennis shoes, mm-hmm. White shirt, white headband, white wristbands.
Yeah. I think we still have a picture of it.
We definitely had
a headband.
Yeah. And then I actually hit balls out into the audience.
Yes. And they just kept them. They didn't give them back to you.
And I ran a video that was the Happy Camper Mars. I got to look that up because at the time, it was the best video I could find on how to play pickleball.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Nobody expected it.
Martis Camp, how to play pickleball on YouTube. And it's funny, it's Martis Camp, and it's literally just out in the middle of, I don't know, Idaho or somewhere. It's just, but it's got 3.4 million plus views on YouTube. So I played that video real quick at our church. It's 2 minutes, 49 seconds. I hit a couple balls in the audience, and I was like, come join me Monday night, thinking, I hope three other people come.
Right. We had already introduced it to some of our friends.
We had. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned Cheryl McKinney earlier. We'd introduced it to Paul and Cheryl McKinney. Mm-hmm. Great people, great fun, really great ambassadors. Mm-hmm. We introduced it to James and Robin Abels. Great people, great fun, really great ambassadors. Mm-hmm. We introduced it to Ed and Jenny Spencer. Ed still plays frequently. It wasn't for Jenny. That's okay.
Yeah.
And we introduced it to, there was one other couple, I feel. Maybe that's it. I think that might be it, but we didn't do them all on the same day.
No.
So I think we did Ed and Jenny one day, and then we did Robin and James and Paul and Cheryl all together, but a different day. Anyway, fast forward a little bit, and I've talked to the pastor. He says, "Yeah," so I do the announcement. It's Monday night. I've got one court taped, in the middle of our gym, which is a basketball court.
Yep.
I'm just figuring this out, right? I'm like, I hope I got the lines right. I got, you know, in my head, I got, you know, 44 by 20. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, looked up how to tape it, but you know, just throwing down lines isn't easy. Squaring them off and all that stuff's kind of important. So I'm probably going to too much work. I'm figuring out the diagonals and I'm like drawing little arcs and
I blocked that out. I don't remember any of that.
Long story short, 30 some people show up the first night and I'm like, oh, what do I do now? There's only four people on the court at one time.
Yeah.
30 some people. I grab a big tear off sheet of, you know, post-it paper, slap it up on the wall. And I just start writing names down. I'm like, okay, we're just going to play to 7 and then everyone's off. And we just ran everybody through once and it took like 3 hours.
I remember that.
The next week I was like, I got to do something. So I figured out how to get 2 courts. Now I was going the same direction as the basketball court. So I was like, I can do 2. So I did 2 courts, the same direction as the basketball court. And the second week, 40 some people showed up.
Yes.
Was a little better because I had 2 courts, but it was still the same fiasco. And yep. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I got a long tape measure and I really got to business in there. And I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I can get three courts in here.
And there are still three courts.
And there are still three courts in there today. Mm-hmm. So we got three courts in there. We started running leagues in like within 4 to 5 months.
Yep.
We became an attraction place for pickleball players. We did a lot of free clinics for people to learn how to play the game. Fast forward 6 years later, we've had over 1,100 people come through and play pickleball at our church.
Yes.
1,100 plus people that have signed waivers. Like I have a stack of waivers. We can just,
yep.
There's no question of how many people have come through. So we got to count.
I meet a lot of people that you've taught.
That's cool.
Yeah. They always say hi.
Yeah. That's really cool. Had a guy from San Francisco in just this week through a post out on Facebook and said, who knows where to play? And I was like, oh, reach out to me. Like, we'll connect you. The dude and I have played 1, 2, 4 times together already, wow. Just since Wednesday of last week.
That's fun.
Gave me a huge thanks this morning. And he said, hey, he's in another county over the other direction. What the heck is Madison? Or what's Muncie's county?
Delaware.
He was in Delaware County. Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, I told some people I connected with you. They're like, oh, you got the right guy. That was cool.
Yeah.
I always like to hear that. I know that I kind of am, but I also like to hear it because there's so many of us now that are huge ambassadors for pickleball in our area.
Sure.
I could name off name after name after name. One cool person, Steve Jones, I met him at another church, Fall Creek Christian Church, which is in Pendleton, which is one of the towns we talked about earlier. And I remember seeing him at an IHOP. Like I was on the way in and he was on the way out or vice versa. I can't remember. And we were like, hey, like we recognized each other.
Yep.
Total ambassador for the sport. Been playing for 4 or 5 years at that time. I think he's been playing for at least 10 years now, which is, by the way, forever. It's like dog years on pickleball. If you've been playing for 10 years, you're a lifer.
You really are.
Yeah. I don't care how old you are.
You've seen a lot of change.
Oh, gosh. It's a lot of change since then.
A lot of change, really fast. And then you progressed really fast.
Yeah, I did.
But that is, I mean, like, ideally, that's what I wanted for you.
Yeah, and I'm super grateful. I really am. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. It's, sometimes you go back and, man, I wish I could have learned this when I was 15 years old. And then you go, well, you know what? I probably did in some gym class. And I probably was thinking, I'm a racquetball and a tennis player, which I was a racquetball player as well. So, you know, pickleball was probably nothing. It was probably like, here's your 2 weeks on pickleball. And now that you've gone through your 2 weeks on pickleball, let's go to badminton. And after badminton, let's go to something else. And I remember tennis, we probably played that for 8 to 10 weeks. And racquetball, we played for at least 8 to 10 weeks. I do not think we played pickleball for 8 to 10 weeks.
Well, you were fortunate to be able to do that in high school. Not all high schools have rackets or paddles or nets.
That was in the 80s. Mid-80s. Yeah, 84, 85, 86.
I would say that's still pretty fortunate.
Probably. But that was a really popular racket time in our world. Like there was tennis courts all over the place, popping up in bubbles, racquetball courts everywhere. Like it was just, racket sports were a big, big deal back then. And I don't mean just tennis. I mean racket sports.
I wish I could say that our school systems here have what they need for those two sports.
There are grants available.
I think that's something that my workplace is going to start looking into for the area schools. But I mean, we're in Indiana, so basketball is still, it's still the game. And it's hard to break into that, that shell. Like people, you know,
well, I mean,
they don't want to give it
kids
up.
Kids grow up here thinking they're going to become basketball stars. They don't come
up
here.
Well, there's a lot of basketball stars that have come out of Indiana. So,
yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Including one Mr. Larry Bird.
Exactly. And the wingspan. I mean, like on these players.
Did you say the wingspan?
Yeah, the wingspan.
Wingspan.
Whatever. Basketball players have
the past tips. It's the wingspan.
Fingertip to fingertip. Luckily, we have tall kids.
I just want to thank you, Sky, publicly.
Aww.
Yeah, appreciate it very much.
You're going to make me cry?
Heck no.
I hope not. You don't have any tissues in here.
Oh, there's some behind me, but.
Oh, I see them.
You don't get any.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, I am truly grateful.
And I have to say, I want to thank you for being patient with the rest of your family, because we did not hop on the pickleball bandwagon as fast as you.
A little disappointing, to be honest with you. I mean, I want to retire to a cruise ship that has pickleball on it.
I will say we have given you space to learn it.
Oh, that's a total different episode.
Yeah, we have given you space to learn it.
Sometimes it's because you left the house.
Well, no, that sounds like
I'm
left
so
you.
Mad at you because you're always playing pickleball. I'm out of here.
No, I just, oh, I kidding. Don't know how many times the kids are like, where's dad? I'm like, guess. And they're like, pickleball.
Listen,
I'm like, yep.
Caesar, if you're listening, it wasn't as much as it sounds like it is.
That's his business partner. He has to say that.
That was before I got re-busy.
This part's probably going to get deleted.
People.
No, it was about your health though. It was
yeah.
The,
yeah, I'm not,
the
seed I'm not,
that was planted was because we wanted,
I'm not a skinny fast athlete like I used to be. I'm still a big dude. I am way more mobile than I have been in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
But,
and
know,
happier.
Yes.
The
I got
joy,
a long ways to go though.
The joy you have when you're playing football.
Oh, it's so fun.
And the friends that you have.
It's so fun.
Lifelong friends now.
Well, I think Sky, this is a good space to stop. Let's, we're going to have some good episodes. I think so. One of my favorites is called My Dupers and the Pooper. That's coming up soon.
Oh yeah.
So we'll do that episode in a few weeks. Definitely an episode on what it's like to be the wife of a pickleball player.
Or the spouse, because it's
spouse,
not.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
We have some
in
very
our case.
Serious.
Sure.
Wives.
Female players.
Female
yes.
Players.
Absolutely.
That leave their.
My buddy Jessica is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Leave their spouse in the dust. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know about in the dust.
Well,
they
I mean, like
they leave them at home to dust. Dust and dish.
If only my husband would stay home and dust.
So yeah. And we'll maybe do a few other episodes on some funky things. We did, by the way, graduate away from the wooden paddles for those of you who are still
yes.
Worried about us and wondering.
I do have a few favorites. Yep.
I have a house full of paddles at this point.
That's true.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back. We need a name for this podcast.
Well, we'll come back with a name.
That's a great idea. We'll give you
stay
our
tuned.
Name on episode 2. Cheers.